Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse. Aaron Fazio, the dog super nanny. My co-host Rini Primeza is off today, and I am solo on the show, but not solo, really. I have a guest today. His name is Scott Pollock. But I want to talk about Jersey in the Doghouse, Thursday in the Doghouse, in case you haven't heard us before. We are the only live radio show that talks about everything about our favorite companion pet, the dog. We're located at WNJC 1360 AM, and we air every Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30. Today we have Scott Pollock on the telephone, and he is the founder of, is it Viand or Viand, Scott?
Well, it depends what part of New York you're from.
All right, so I'm from Flushing. So I'm going to say
The Bronx.
Okay,
so
I'm going to say it's Viand dog food. And
right.
We're going to be talking about today, and by the way, Viand is a all-natural dog food, and it received 4 stars from the Doggy Product Review. And we're going to be talking about allergies and proper nutrition and all that kind of good stuff. I want to welcome to the show Scott Pollock. Hi, Scott.
How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So it is an English word, and it's Viand.
It's
also French with an E at the end, but if you're from New York, like we are, then it's Viand. You know what I'm talking.
Long Island.
Yeah, from Long Island. So we've been in business since 1996. We're not in retail stores. We've only been sold exclusively over the Internet. So I was one of the pioneers way back in 96 getting it right on the line on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty involved. Why to do that? Because of costs. I've been in retail
right.
since I'm 10. I'm 57 now.
Right.
And, you know the markups along the way that food is involved with, you know, from the manufacturer to the distributor to the retailer. Everybody
mm-hmm.
makes it 20-30%. And you just can't deliver a high-end product efficiently through those channels of distribution. So when the Internet came, I said, what a great opportunity to really, you know, from me to you direct. And that's
right.
how we've been surviving for 17 years.
Now, you seem to be quite a specialist in allergies, from what I understand. And is this the reason why you created Viand?
Well, it's really from my love of dogs. I have a brother who's a vet, 2 cousins that are veterinarians. I've always had dogs growing up. They were my lifeline, really, in my first job at 10 years old, delivering pharmaceuticals to, you know, home delivery when drugstores did that. Remember that?
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
And I always took my dog with me as my protection wherever I went. So it was, and I'm one of 5 boys, so it's not like I needed friendship, you know?
Why are you
So the dog always provided that. As far as being a specialist in allergies, what we've been able to do for 17 years is basically I'm trying to empower people to take control of their animal's well-being
mm-hmm.
rather than relying on the veterinarian and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very old school. It's common sense. But I think, Karen, as you know, as we've been evolving in this country, common sense doesn't seem to prevail much anymore. And I'm an old diehard, and I really want to start bringing people back to understanding the common sense and how easy it is to have and own a dog that is of radiant health. Very
mm-hmm.
easily. My own dog I put down 2 years ago at 13. It was the
mm-hmm.
only time he went to the vet was to be put down at 13.
Wow. So what's in your food that separates it from the other guys? I mean...
Well, yep. I'm the only guy right now using lamb meal, which is from New Zealand. Believe
mm-hmm.
it or not, American lamb cannot be exported. So
okay.
New Zealand lamb is their pride. You know, New Zealand survives on lamb. So our New Zealand lamb and American chicken in meal form...
Mm-hmm.
Meal form is dry, powdered version of that product.
Right.
So when you cook it and when you cook it up, it actually expands. Whereas
right.
when you see a label that says chicken, turkey, beef, whatever, deer, bison, venison, those meats are not meats. They're actually slurries. They're a wet form of that meat. And
right.
when cooked, they lose weight. So
now
I'm
do you
the only
cook this
guy
food?
Left. I'm sorry?
Do you cook this food?
Oh, it's a cooked product, absolutely. I have it made down in Texas. I was able to source somebody since my last manufacturer kind of went into the way of the technology today of making things quicker and faster and cheaper. I had to find a guy down in Texas to make my product to my specs. Mm-hmm. And what actually happened is I ended up with much more meat in the finished product, regardless of what the label says, because learning how to read a label is a whole show in itself. That's almost the whole show. So what I've learned through these years, and when you're talking allergy specialist, what it really is, I don't buy into the allergies. Yes, there are people and dogs and animals that have allergies. I'm not going to say no. But for the most part, it's a weakened immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you strengthen that system and you know how to cleanse it, detox it, and then nourish it properly, we have a proven track record of about 94% of all the animals that came to us with these problems, mm-hmm. they're gone. The problems are gone.
Really?
Without veterinarian intervention, yes.
So how did you start out, and how do you effectively market on the Internet? I mean, how could
with
folks
difficulty.
Buy your food?
With tremendous difficulty, Karen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Years ago, I've never heard of it. I'm sorry?
I've never heard of the dog food until now.
It's only word of mouth. It's the old-fashioned way of word of mouth.
Right.
The Internet, in the beginning, when you typed in natural holistic dog food, I was right there on the first page. Now I'm somewhere on page 98. All those clicks are paid for, and I can't afford to do that. I'm a little guy. I'm in Elmsford, New York. I ship all over the United States every day. I'm not in stores. A few veterinarians carry it once in a while here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the customers just tell other customers, and that's how I get my clientele. Most people come to me with problems,
mm-hmm.
and then we walk them through a very simple process of detox, cleanse, and then nourish, and they're customers forever.
Well, you know, what I'd like to talk about a little bit is about some of those common problems. I mean, as a dog trainer, I see a lot of this. I see a lot of ear infections.
Absolutely.
I see a lot of irritable bowel syndrome.
Absolutely.
And I see a lot of itchiness on the skin, hot spots.
Licking of the
pores. Especially
in
the lighter colored breeds. How does diet play a role in that?
Huge. If you take even, you know, I always like to relate it back to common sense and where people can connect.
Mm-hmm.
Say your child comes home not feeling well. What do you do? You usually don't feed, give them chicken soup, tea and toast the next day, and you know, a day or so
right.
it gets better and life goes on. So what we do with animals is, you know, they may have a hot spot, burning ears, a cyclical ear infection, licking of the paws,
mm-hmm.
rubbing of the butt, licking of the groin.
Mm-hmm.
We know these things. Poor coat, dreary eyes.
Right.
We just keep feeding them. Well, you know, these are symptoms, and I want you to understand, Karen, this is very good stuff. I know it sounds crazy, but these are things coming out of the animal.
Right.
So they still have, the body still has the intelligence to push things out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when the body wants to do something like that, what's the best thing you can do? And that's what we teach people, is to do not feed.
Right.
Give them chicken broth for a day or two. They won't
die. I it's funny you mention that because we had a veterinarian on the show recently, Dr. Young. He's in South Jersey, and he's a wholly holistic vet. And he recommended that you feed your dog once a day, and one day out of the week you make him fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that you bring up that point that when the dog is ill or it seems like it's having an allergic reaction or something like that, that you have him fast. So,
right, because you're resting the system. Let's say you're given 10 points to work on a day,
mm-hmm.
10 points of energy. Why would you keep giving him food that's hard to digest to suck away 3-4 points just to digest when he's trying to fight a problem or an issue?
Right.
So the detox we've been doing for 17 years, my brother Bill Pollack and myself, I'm Scott Pollack, he's a veterinarian, we call it the Pollack Protocol. It's very simple. It's found on our website at beyondpet.com. You go to resources,
okay.
and then you'll see detox diet. Print it
okay.
out. It's really, it's the KISS principle. Keep
well, tell
simple.
Us what it's about. Tell us what it's about.
Well, it's very simple. It's 36 hours of giving your dog nothing but chicken broth. Low-sodium chicken broth, as much as he wants or she wants. And then for day one and two, you half feed them in the proportion of 80%, I know you may get a lot of calls on this one, raw hamburger meat.
No, Dr. Young also recommends the raw diet as well. So, I mean,
raw
you seem to be
meat.
Right on track with a lot of other professionals in that
Well, we're
opinion.
Doing this 17 years. Raw hamburger meat and 20% dark leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
No grain. Grain is hot, meaning that the engines will burn grain, and we don't want hot when an animal is exhibiting hot symptoms, which are ear discharge,
mm-hmm.
eye discharge, licking of the paws, redness of the groin,
mm-hmm.
hot spots, dragging of the butt. That's all hot. So we need to cool them off. So how do we cool them off in Ayurvedic medicine or Indian medicine is through meats and vegetables. So
mm-hmm.
we do 80% raw meat, and if you really can't deal with raw meat, people, just cook it lightly, like a
right.
hamburger. Don't get crazy.
Now,
you know?
What kind of leafy vegetables would you recommend that a person put into the food for those 2 days?
Collard greens, mustard greens, spinach, kale, escargot.
Okay.
Dark leafy greens, not broccoli. The dog will have gas all day.
Right.
Don't
we have
that.
A whole other problem. We have an environmental
issue
that we're dealing with.
So you feed him in the portion of 1 cup for every 70 pounds of dog for the day for 2 days. And then
okay.
you bump it up to 1 cup for every 35 pounds of dog per day for a week or two, depending on these symptoms. But I will guarantee you, now there's a word you don't hear, guarantee you that you will see your dog return to a more vibrant life within 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
And why is that? Because you stopped feeding him.
Right.
He's hungry.
Yeah.
So he's going to be more full of energy and eagerness and in your face. And he wants your attention more. So what's happening is by them becoming a higher level of energy, they're able to ward off the immediate issue or symptom. Does that make sense? It's just common sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. It really does.
Just what Grandma did with you. You came home. You didn't feel well. She didn't feed you.
Mm-hmm.
You rested. Then you woke up saying, I feel great, Grandma. Well, maybe not. Here's some chicken soup. Here's some tea and toast. Here's a grilled cheese sandwich. You didn't go out to White Castle or Peter Lotus, you know?
Right, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So you're just resting the system. Now, this works 99% of the time with simple, non-chronic problems.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue is when you say, you know, my dog scratches all the time. He licks his paws all the time. He always needs his ears clean. I always love this when I say, do you need to clean your dog's ears often? Or are your dog's ears dirty? And they say, no, I clean them all the time.
Right.
Well, if you clean them all the time, they need to be cleaned, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dog was 13, never touched his ears. My
right.
2-year-old now never touches his ears. So the whole thing is when you have something that's more chronic or cyclical, we address the number 2 big issue with dogs. All dogs have worms.
Mm-hmm.
They're dogs. You and I have bacteria and parasites. Otherwise, we wouldn't be alive.
Right.
But when they're out of balance, correct? When they're out
yep.
of balance, symptoms appear.
And what kind of symptoms would you say appear in that situation?
For parasitical activity that people misdiagnose and veterinarians misdiagnose, when there's any cycle to anything, like, oh, my dog has diarrhea every 2 or 3 weeks. I notice
right.
that. So all I ask you to do is when you walk your dog, you see a loose stool, put an X on the calendar. Next time, put an X on the calendar. Put an X on the calendar. Go back. If you see it every 18 to 21 days, hello, you got a worm.
Right.
And then you just worm them over the counter. Medication is fine. You know, if you want to go to your veterinarian, that's fine. And one shot doesn't do it. Usually 2 or 3 in a row, 18
right.
days apart. So, I know I hate to boil this down so simply, but most issues, hot spots, ears, lack of energy, licking the groin, rubbing of the butt, cyclical diarrhea, poor skin coat, those are all the same thing. They're I hate to use the word dis-ease, but, you know, we in America think the word disease is something from Mars that comes down and kills you.
Mm-hmm.
We're born in the state of ease. When we're not comfortable, we experience a dis-ease.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. When the dog is not themselves. You know, you get these animals for love, right?
Right.
You don't get them for more work. We don't need more work. We got plenty of work.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So you know, people have animals for all different reasons. And if you really need a dog for companionship and stuff, you want it to be for love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the dog sitting on the couch licking his paws, passing gas when you come home. That's your husband or boyfriend.
Right.
Right? You want
That's
the dog
right.
to greet you at the door, to be happy with you. So it's very simple, and I hate to oversimplify, but it is that simple. Just use your common common sense. If something's not right, stop. Mm-hmm. And another thing we don't do here in America, which is my golden rule, less is best.
That's a good idea. Hey, Scott, we're going to take a quick break because I'd like to discuss the Perrin Pooch Foundation for a couple of seconds, and then we're going to return to the show. And I'm going to ask you some questions. Maybe you can share some case studies with us where, you know, you had a particular dog that you treated with your dog food, and what were the results. I'd also like for you to be able to share with our audience where they could find the food, how to order it, and those kinds of things. But we're going to be back in about a minute, and we're going to discuss those things. Okay, so stay tuned, and we'll be back in a moment.
Listen to the words, maybe something you don't. Your face in your hands, yeah, they talk to me. I talk back, but you don't see them. Conversation is a two-way street. I listen to you, please.
Hi, this is Karen Fazio, and this is you're listening to Thursday in the Doghouse, the weekly live radio show that discusses everything about our favorite companion pet, the dog. On August 9th, there is going to be an event at the Berkeley Hotel in Asbury Park, and it's called the Black Tails Gala. And the Black Tails Gala is an event sponsored by the Perrin Pooch Foundation for Animals. And the Perrin Pooch Foundation for Animals is a nonprofit organization that provides grant money to no-kill shelters and rescue groups throughout the entire United States. And these people are the unsung heroes that are saving shelter dogs, that are rehabilitating dogs that they can find, you know, their forever homes. And the Perrin Pooch Foundation felt, you know, how can we help these folks? You know, shelters are so poorly funded. So they created the Perrin Pooch Foundation, and they gather all kinds of donations and, you know, from corporations and private sector. And each year they provide grants to these organizations. Last year, the foundation provided nearly $40,000 in grant money to no-kill shelters, animal rescue groups, and the trainers that rehabilitate these dogs. So I'd like to invite everybody, if you're within listening distance, and Asbury Park is kind of a central location, but you could come to the Black Tails Gala. You could bring, if your dog is well-behaved, you can bring your dog. And you could find out more about the foundation by visiting www.perrinpoochfoundation.org. And that's P-U-R-R-N. PoochFoundation.org. Right now, we're going to welcome back Scott Pollock, and he is the founder of Beyond Dog Food, and which is a natural brand dog food, which was given 4 stars from the Doggy Product Review. And Scott, you know, before we took a break, I said that when we come back, I'd like for you to share some stories with us on how, you know, your brand of dog food, you know, helped certain dogs that were suffering from certain things. Tell me how where did you get the education to create the food, and how does your food stand out against people like, you know, Blue Buffalo and Wellness and those kinds of foods? So why don't we start out with maybe a case study or two?
Sure. First of all, my background is not in animal nutrition or anything of any sort. I'm a designer by trade or college training, which I never pursued.
Mm-hmm.
When I came to change my life into dedicating it to these animals, I resourced some animal nutritionists, this gentleman down in Pennsylvania, who has a worldwide entity. He's in many countries, and he has more letters after his name than the alphabet combined, pretty much.
Right.
And Robert's a great guy, and I basically set the guidelines of what I was looking for. And that is an extremely rich meat product, but balanced with whole grains, that would have a high digestibility number, producing small stools, and would actually fuel the animal to heal.
Mm-hmm.
This all worked together. It took about a year to put it all together. my brother, the veterinarian, along with some behaviorists, we all got this together and came up with this formula. You know, it's funny, you're a trainer, you said. Yes, Karen?
Yes, I specialize in fearful and aggressive behavior, and I do find that diet does play a big role in it.
Right. Down in Jersey, I have a client, Carrie Monteleone from Alpha Dog Training. She's
mm-hmm.
been with me probably 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts when she goes in to assist people with their animals, she immediately pretty much tells them they have to go and get this food and go through a half feeding. You remember I just described to you the
right.
little intensive detoxing
mm-hmm.
for ultimate return. There is another way to do it, is to fast your dog for one day with chicken soup and then half feed him my food for about 2 weeks.
Right.
That also speeds up the motor of the animal to it and fulfilling their needs to absorb the food properly to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So she does it and finds an immediate change in the animal's attitude in dealing with them. As you know, if you become the alpha again, it's much easier to deal with the animal for most,
right.
you know, most instances. So that's what that does, is again, empowering the people to take control of their animals. So as far as formulation, manufacturing, that has all been done by the professionals that I seeked out and hired, and they on a continuing basis. Robert has formulated some of the best foods in the industry for the big guys. But what happens is, once the food is rocking and rolling, Robert's taken out of the picture, and they reformulate everything because then price is the number one concern.
Sure.
I've never did that. Nor can I, because then I'd just be another food on the shelf. And that's
right.
not what I do. So if you take the names that you mentioned, and, you know, the clients out there know the names, if you read the label, and as I said before, this is almost a whole show on how to read a label.
Right.
Very simple, but ingredients are listed by weight before cooking, like your McDonald's hamburger is a quarter pounder before cooking, you know, those, that kind of thing. So I'm, again, the only guy using meat meals, lamb and chicken, blood and muscle meats in a
right.
synergistic design, which is what the animal would kill out there. They would get blood and muscle meats, and they would grains in the stomach of the kill.
Mm-hmm.
The big fallacy that's going on in the industry, I don't know if you know this, Karen, is the grain-free diets.
Right.
It's all the hoopla now. They say, oh, grain-free. So the consumer thinks, well, grain-free must be better. Well, after a little research and understanding, what do they fill up the foods with? But starches.
Right.
Potato, sweet potato, fish, tapioca. Starches are not better than grains for dogs. That's right off the bat. So there's all sorts of sugar issues. And so, again, the big companies are running the show, and the consumer listens to the advertising. They don't say why grain-free is better. They just say grain-free.
Right.
Hey, Karen, I had somebody had called up, Karen, with a question.
Okay.
The question was, when a dog gets sick on a full moon, every full moon, does that have to do with dietary problems, or is that something maybe outside of dietary issues?
Oh, I fancy that. You want me to throw in my 4 cents?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There's a whole science called the five-element theory from China,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a seasonal changing, in other words, the changing of the Earth's seasons actually affects different organs in the body. Now, the moon has a lot of pull on this little planet here,
mm-hmm.
as women know better than men. And
mm-hmm.
so if this client knows, or this customer knows that the moon is a common, I would back off the same common sense, back off on the diet. Just do not feed for that day or two, providing nothing but fluids and raw meats, and you will see that whatever it is they experience in a negative way will probably disappear. It's very simple again. The moon does change the tide, so you can imagine what it does to your blood and your whole system.
Absolutely.
So I've heard this before, very rarely, but what I have to do is commend the client, because they're into, how many people would look up to the moon?
Yeah, really.
When they realize something's wrong with the animal. They wouldn't even put the two together. So
yeah, that is a pretty interesting observation. So, you know, would you recommend Viond for this particular client?
Well, I would recommend anyone to my product that wants to improve the digestibility of their animals and the effectiveness of the food on the whole system.
Right.
You know, it's nice to go out and pick out on some garbage foods once in a while, but not every day.
Right.
So, you know, do I feel all foods out there are garbage? No. There are some good foods out there. But the proof of the pudding, Karen, as you know, as a dog person, I always laugh because the conversation never goes far without talking about stool.
And you know what? I'm going to bring up a point because I'm sorry I'm going to interrupt you because I'm going to share how smart I am right now. And that is that when your dog is eating a quality food and it's absorbing nutrition, their stools are very small.
Bingo.
So when your dog's eliminating a lot, the nutritional value of his food is lacking. So that's something to think about.
That's, you know, if you've had children, you know, when you had babies, let's talk, you know, get five new mothers in a room, you know, the conversation goes right to stool in a matter of a second. Dog owners, it always goes to stool because that tells you the animal. And you're correct. The smaller, firmer, darker the stool, the higher digestible the food was. If you're feeding two cups a day and two cups are coming out,
they're not really absorbing anything.
Right. So a lot of times when you go through this detox period or half feeding, as I recommend to introduce this product, the people will call. You know, and I'm always here, so you just call. People say, you know, how come there's no stool, a very small stool?
Can I share your phone number with our audience? Sure.
800-743-1502.
Just repeat that again, Scott.
All you have to remember is 10 years after Columbus. Columbus was 1492. Add 10 is 1502. It's an 800 number, and the name of the company is PHD, Perfect Health Diet. So it's 743-1502. 800-743-1502. Or go to Viand, V as in Victor, I-A-N-D, D as in David, pet.com, and everything's there. So the stool tells you everything. So a lot of people may think they're feeding great food, but when you're feeding good food as mine, it's one cup for every 40 pounds of dog per day.
Right.
So you have a 75, 80-pound dog, you're feeding two cups a day, and little duties are coming out, everybody's happy.
Right.
Excuse me?
Now, will that contribute to obesity?
Well, the funny part is when you feed good food, and that's a great question, great point, garbage in, garbage out. The problem is when you feed a puppy food or a senior food or a low-quality food, dogs get fat because the grains are way out of proportion to the meat, the protein.
Mm-hmm.
When you feed a good diet such as this where the proteins are very high and the digestibility is very high, if you overfeed, what will happen to a person when you pig out one day? They'll have loose stool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny when someone says, my dog was so hungry, I kept feeding him more and more, and now he's losing weight. I say, you're overfeeding. So they say, how is that possible? How could you be overfeeding and the dog lose weight?
Right.
Because it's real food.
Wow.
You see? So if you go out to Peter Luger's and eat tons of steak or, you know, go out somewhere and eat a phenomenal meal, you're going to have loose stool.
Right.
And if you keep doing that, like Atkins, remember the Atkins diet?
Yeah.
You actually lose weight by eating more meat. So this is the same thing. A dog cannot get fat on my food. It's impossible.
Really?
It's impossible. And that's 17 years of doing this. Now, when a customer says, my dog gained too much weight, my first response is, oh, you just came back from the veterinarian. They go, how do you know that? I said, because your dog is heavy, not fat. There's a big difference. Muscle mass is much greater, and let's not forget it. Dogs are muscle creatures.
They are.
You want muscle on them.
Right.
So my dogs will be heavier on a scale, but not fat.
Right.
And how do you tell the fatness or the weight of a dog? Very easily. We did two fingers, middle and index, run it down the back of the spine. If you feel the spine, it's good. If you can see the ribs in the sun, excellent. Can you feel the ribs? Excellent. That's a healthy dog.
Right. Well, we're almost out of time, and I want to thank you for joining us at Thursdays in the Doghouse. Scott, can you just give out that phone number and website one more time?
Absolutely. V as in Victor. Viand.com, V-I-A-N-D as in David, P-E-T, like pet.com, viandpet.com. And the 800 number is 800-743-1502.
And Scott Pollock is the founder of Viand Dog Food. And if you'd like to learn more about his products, visit his website. I just wanted to talk next week. We're actually going to be having the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals as a guest on the show. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of the heroes out there that are rescuing dogs and rehabilitating dogs. But thank you again for joining Thursday in the Doghouse. This is Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny. Have a great week.
I'm glad you're home, but where you've been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop chop.